You're listening to SBS News.
Iowa was the first of a series of state-by-state votes in the United States, which are known as primaries or caucuses. The contests culminate in July at the Democratic Party convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where the Democrat candidate to take on Donald Trump in the November election is crowned. Result tracking in Iowa was derailed by a mobile app that crashed. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price says the resulting chaos had been simply unacceptable.
We have been working day and night to make sure that these results are accurate. The one thing I will say is that the underlying data, the raw data, is secure. It was always secure. This was a coding error in one of the pieces on the back end, but the raw data, the data that has come in, is secure.
The computer problems delayed the release of the results, but partial results put Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders in front, with Elizabeth Warren third and Joe Biden fourth. The results represent the share of the delegates a candidate needs to win the party nomination. Iowa awards 41 of the 1,991 delegates required to become the Democratic White House nominee. There's also a popular vote count, and the partial results from that showed Bernie Sanders leading with 28,220 ballots and Mr. Buttigieg on 27,030. Leaving the chaos of Iowa behind, the candidates take their campaigns to New Hampshire, which is to host the next primary next week. 38-year-old Pete Buttigieg would be America's first gay president if he wins the nomination and defeats Donald Trump in November. He told supporters that outcome would put an end to the chaos of the Trump administration.
And what a good day it'll be. Are you not ready to put the chaos behind us? Won't it be nice to put the meanness behind us? Won't it be a relief to put the tweets behind us?
Addressing his supporters, Bernie Sanders lamented the fact Donald Trump will probably not be convicted in his impeachment trial in the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans. Mr. Sanders says he believes Donald Trump is a pathological liar, a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot.
He is also somebody who does not understand what democracy and the Constitution of the United States are all about. So tomorrow, the votes may not be there to impeach Trump, but I am absolutely confident that in November, the votes will be there to defeat Donald Trump.
Elizabeth Warren ranked third in the preliminary results and says she's feeling good ahead of the New Hampshire primary.
It's a tight three-way race at the top. We know that the three of us will be dividing up most of the delegates coming out of Iowa. I'm feeling good.
Former Vice President Joe Biden entered the Iowa caucus ahead in some of the opinion polls and was hoping for a better result.
When I look at Donald Trump and what he stands for, how he behaves, what he's done, my response is always the same. We're so much better than this. I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, we're so much better than this.
The New Hampshire primary takes place next Tuesday.